Farmers National Company has released a June land values report that reveals what's next for the land market. I called spokesperson Randy Dickett for an update.
In the press release, of course, it mentions COVID-19. So what's going on?
It started out on a brighter note first of the year when we hit 2020. Commodity prices are up some. Livestock was doing okay. Dairy was bouncing back after some really bad years. Land values were steadied a little bit stronger. There was not a lot on the market for sale, kind of way it's been, but there was good demand. We had investors nosing back in definitely over the past 6 months or a year or something. So things kind of looked good until COVID and the oil price wars hit. That just tore everything up and down, agriculture and all the various commodities and livestock and fruits and vegetables just really changed some things. Put a lot darker outlook on things for sure. Put caution in the market then. There mid-March when all that really started to hit. We're winding down the late winter, very early spring land sale season anyway. And it became more cautious. Just buyers, whether mainly farmers and more specifically in areas, were just more cautious. Typically slower time. People don't put things on the market right now, usually, planting time and such. And it's a little slower than usual, I think, but still have some activities, buyers and sellers.
My guess is more sellers than buyers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.